This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
I don't really have any somber music, if you will. So I was talking to a friend over the weekend. We were out with a friend. And I don't know how we got onto this, but she lost her husband a couple of years ago. And somewhere in this wide-ranging conversation, I don't remember how we got onto the subject of funerals, but she told me that they offered her the chance to shoot his ashes into space.
Oh, that's kind of neat.
How do you tell a grieving person that with a straight face?
Yeah.
How do you... And like, you know what? I've read about this. I didn't realize they were openly, like, they're doing it. Like, it's here. This is local. This is Virginia Beach.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. So they're talking about the funeral and end-of-life plan here. And one of the options is shooting your ashes up into space. So I looked into it. And it turns out there's a lot of other things that are alternatives to the traditional burial. Some of the stuff I was not aware of at all. Obviously, we know of cremation.
Sure.
That's I'm going that way, probably. Mm. What I'm thinking, though, is I might want to go fill my pants pockets with apple wood or something that smells really good, like like we're making barbecue one more time. Cremation, one of the most common preferences over burials, if you will. How about mummification? Yeah, that's on the table these days.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, they have a new version of it where they submerge your body in a tank of a liquid, which dries to like a hardened plastic, and they plasticize you.
Oh.
And you can do it with like mummy wrappings around you. Or you could just do it without and be like one of those that, remember that
like a nice
exhibit years ago, the human body exhibit? Yeah.
Can they just use decoupage?
Perhaps.
A little nice lacquer on you.
Wouldn't be bad. Where was he buried? Hobby Lobby. How about tree burial?
Yeah.
This is an interesting one.
Uh-huh.
You know about this, huh?
My girlfriend says she wants to do that.
Really?
I mean, hopefully, this is way far down the line. But she said she loves nature, and that's something she wants to do.
This is a practice of hanging your dead body in a tree.
Oh.
Hanging your dead body. That's not what she said.
Not hanging from a rope, but they put them up in trees to let them decay without the animals getting to them too bad.
Okay, this is something else.
Okay.
I was thinking something else.
Yeah. Doesn't want that?
Well, they have the pod that you can be buried in under the ground.
Yes.
And it roots up a tree eventually.
They actually have a suit that's impregnated with mushroom spores that will sprout once they put you in the ground.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And feed on you.
That's something else.
Yeah, this is different.
This is a little different.
I want to hang from a tree until my body decays and just falls to the ground.
Wild animals.
Until you fall to the ground.
Well, yeah, until birds pick you apart.
Yeah.
Something is going to eat you if you just leave a human body out in the wild.
Don't tell me buzzards aren't going to roll up with a napkin and a knife and a fork. I mean, come on.
Bodies can be concealed in a coffin or a blanket that's then tied into the branches of a tree. Also a creative way of protecting the dead and giving loved ones a special way of remembering them. Look at that tree, dude. That is the most macabre. I mean, you imagine that in your yard? That's like you're
horrifying.
Making jerky. Look at that. Look at that.
Well, that right there is my cousin.
There you go. We got the whole family tree.
Yeah.
The family tree. Literally. Yeah. Cryonics, we know about that. Deep freezing your body. Now, here's the other one, tree planting.
There you go.
Having your ashes placed into the soil with seed to plant trees.
Yeah.
I'm more the mushroom suit guy. I'd rather actually just decay
right into
the ground, right? Aquamation is the process of being bathed in water, which speeds up the deterioration process. Obviously, it is not the nicest way to dispose of a body. However, some see it as a better alternative to being burned up in a furnace. Oh, I see. So you're gonna kind of like soak me off. Ask somebody who's ever pulled a drowning victim out about skin slip and see what they tell you. How your skin will come right off your arm.
Maybe that's a religious thing. Like
maybe so. You know,
I don't want to be burned, Maybe. I don't
know. How about this? This is resomation. I've never heard of this. Eco-friendly burial method decomposes your body using an alkaline water solution under high pressure. Basically, they're pressure cooking your ass. And then they take what's left and slop it around somewhere. Breaks it down. Liquid and bone ash. The liquid can be then recycled into the ecosystem, yada, yada. You know, farming and all. Space burial. This is what started this conversation. I'm talking to a friend of mine who, unfortunately, you lost her husband a couple of years ago. A friend of mine, actually. And I didn't know this, but at that time, they offered this locally.
Wow.
We'll blast his ashes into space. What do you think about that? How do you tell somebody this with a straight face? How do you sit across from the grieving person and say, well, let me run the daily specials? It's almost like you're a server in a restaurant. Well, here are the specials.
Well, there's a number of things we can do.
Yeah. Yes.
And one of the more innovative and somewhat creative ways.
Long-lasting memory of a lifetime. Mm-hmm. Wow. You know, don't know what those person's particular interests were, but boy, if they like space.
Yeah, he'll love it up there. It smells like bacon. It's going to be great.
It's just them and the billionaires, you know, space and all. Dissolution is a quick and easy process of your body being placed into a tank of strong chemicals. Yeah. Yeah, the Sopranos would call it the lie.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Body separated, yada, yada. Okay, I can't read that. It just bothers me. Promission. Body is transformed into fertilizer. All right. Okay. They've all been all this stuff. There's plastination right there, the one where we... sky burial. All right, this is where basically we just leave you out and let the birds pick at you. I'm not necessarily bad on that. Would you do this? Would you have a loved one turned into a memorial diamond?
No.
Or a pearl or some jewelry thingamabob?
No.
You know, my mother was cremated. My oldest brother, he goes, is it bad of me? I already have an urn with my dog's ashes in it, but I really don't want any of Mom's. Is that... no, you don't have to have like a mantle full of urns. We loved our mother. We experienced our mother. It's okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. As your brother, I give you permission to not have to take any of Mom's ashes.
Right.
We got hanging coffins that hang from the side of buildings. Burial at sea. There's all kinds of stuff that apparently is...
Oh, is that Christmas ornaments?
Christmas ornaments, yes! Using 3D printing technology. Do they actually turn human ashes into an ornament? My God. So they make it into the plastic or whatever.
Yep, 2020. That's the year we put your dad on the tree. There it is.
There he is, yeah.
There it is.
Mm-hmm. There's your father.
He always hated this tree.
Yeah. You know what he hated? He hated the smell of pine. He never cared for it.